This week, a single component inside AI data centers, smaller than a deck of cards, saw U.S. stocks surge by over 70% in 5 days. A Chinese company raised $6.8 billion in an IPO, and NVIDIA commit to a $15 billion investment spree. This isn't about the AI brain, it's about its nervous system, and a battle for control has just begun. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're moving past the AI software and the GPUs to the physical layer that makes it all possible, photonics and optical interconnects. The entire architecture of the AI data center is being reimagined, creating immense disruption and opportunity.
That's right. The bottleneck is no longer raw computation, it's data movement. We'll be covering three critical themes. First, the escalating U.S.-China tech rivalry in optical components and the fracturing of the global supply chain. Second, the technological revolution of co-packaged optics that is rewiring the data center from the inside out. And third, the massive strategic investments from players like NVIDIA that are reshaping the entire industry landscape.
Let's start with the geopolitics, Troy. There are reports the U.S. is considering a ban on certain Chinese hardware for AI data centers. What's happening?
The U.S. government is reportedly preparing new FCC regulations that could ban Chinese-made optical transceivers. This specifically targets the critical 800G optical module segment, a market where Chinese firms like Zhongji InnoLight currently command approximately two-thirds of the global supply.
Two-thirds is a dominant position. Why is the U.S. targeting this component specifically, and what's the immediate business impact?
These transceivers are the on-ramps and off-ramps for data traffic between GPUs in an AI cluster. They are a critical choke point. The move is driven by national security and the strategy to de-risk the AI supply chain. The market reaction has been explosive. Lumentum's stock surged over 35% on its revenue forecast, while AAOI jumped 70% in just 5 trading days.
A huge opportunity, then, for U.S. and European manufacturers of these components.
A massive opportunity, but it comes with a severe challenge, a critical material shortage. Lumentum's CEO warned on August 7th that the supply of indium phosphide, or INP, wafers could face a more severe crunch than memory chips.
INP. Break that down for us. Why is it so important?
Indium phosphide is the foundational substrate material for the high-performance lasers and modulators inside these next-generation 1.6 terabit optical transceivers. To mitigate this, Lumentum has already deposited $87 million with supplier AXT to secure a 6-year supply. At the same time, China's Zhongji InnoLight just raised $6.81 billion in its Hong Kong IPO, specifically to expand its high-speed module business, which will further strain global INP supply.
So what should Western trading companies and distributors be doing right now?
Your supply chain has become a geopolitical asset. If you are sourcing optical transceivers from China, you need a diversification strategy, effective immediately. If you distribute for U.S. or European suppliers like Lumentum or Coherent, prepare for product allocations and likely price increases driven by the INP bottleneck. Sourcing will become intensely competitive.
What's the actionable insight for executives?
Conduct a deep audit of your optical component supply chain now. Your vulnerability is not just to your direct supplier, but to their supplier of raw materials like NP wafers. It's time to secure multi-year, multi-source agreements with non-Chinese suppliers and explore strategic partnerships to lock in capacity.
Troy, this brings us to the technology itself. We're hearing this term co-packaged optics, or CPO. You said it's rewiring the data center. What is it, and why is it such a big deal?
CPO is a fundamental architectural change. For years, we've used pluggable optical modules that you insert into the front plate of a network switch. CPO eliminates the pluggable module and integrates the optical engine directly into the same package as the main processing chip, or ASIC.
So you're moving the component that turns electricity into light from the outside of the box to right beside the processor on the inside. What does that achieve?
It shortens the distance electrical signals have to travel from centimeters down to millimeters. This has 3 massive benefits. It slashes power consumption, reduces data latency, and dramatically increases the bandwidth density you can get from a single chip. According to Tokyo Electron, it's a critical technology for overcoming the data movement wall in AI.
Who is leading the charge on this?
It's a race between all the major semiconductor players. TSMC is leveraging its advanced packaging with a platform called COUPE, which NVIDIA is using in its new Spectrum X Ethernet switches. Broadcom just unveiled the industry's first 400G per lane optical DSP, the Taurus, which is the core of a 1.6 terabit CPO solution. And network giant Arista Networks expects to begin 1.6T trials in the second half of 2026.
How does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers?
It's a classic technology disruption. If your primary business is manufacturing traditional pluggable transceivers, your model is now under threat. The new opportunity is in the CPO ecosystem, manufacturing the silicon photonic chiplets, the microlenses, and providing the highly complex advanced packaging services. This requires a much deeper integration with the foundries like GlobalFoundries and TSMC.
What should distributors know?
The product you sell is fundamentally changing. You're shifting from selling a standardized component to selling a highly integrated, custom solution. Your technical sales teams need to understand system-level design, not just transceiver specifications. The value is migrating from the hardware to the integrated system.
So the action item for executives is quite urgent.
Absolutely. You must benchmark your product roadmap against the CPO transition timeline. This means investing in silicon photonics R&D and advanced packaging capabilities. For distributors, it means retraining your sales and field application engineering teams for a system-level consultative sales process. This is a paradigm shift, not an incremental upgrade.
All of this change sounds incredibly expensive. You've mentioned a few big names making moves. Just how much money is flowing into the space?
The scale of investment is a story in itself. In 2026, NVIDIA alone has committed over $15 billion in strategic investments to secure and expand its photonic supply chain. This isn't just a financial play. It's the world's leading AI company vertically integrating its future.
$15 billion? That's an astonishing figure. Where exactly is that capital going?
To a handful of critical U.S.-based partners. NVIDIA is investing $2 billion in Lumentum to build new U.S. manufacturing facilities for optical components. Up to $3.2 billion is going to Corning to increase optical fiber production by over 50%, and another roughly $2 billion into Marvell Technology to accelerate development of custom silicon and optical interconnects for their NVLink ecosystem.
And this isn't just happening at the top. We're seeing it with smaller, more specialized players too, right?
Exactly. It's an industry-wide consolidation and funding boom. Marvell, fresh off its own investment from NVIDIA, acquired the startup Celestial AI in February 2026. Just this month, they launched the first photonic fabric products based on that acquisition, promising a 2 to 3 times increase in AI token throughput. Separately, another startup, Lumilens, just closed a Series C round of over $700 million to fund its chip-to-chip optical technology.
For European and American manufacturers, what does this capital wave mean?
It means your biggest customers are now your most important strategic investors. This is a golden opportunity for deep, long-term partnerships if you have unique intellectual property. Companies with expertise in emerging areas like thin-film lithium niobate modulators or advanced wafer-level packaging are prime targets for investment or acquisition.
And for trading companies and distributors?
Follow the money. Where NVIDIA, Broadcom, and Marvell are placing their bets is a clear signal of where the market is heading. You must align your product lines and partnerships with these emerging ecosystems. Your value will be in navigating this complex, consolidating supply web to secure these high-demand technologies for your customers.
The actionable insight seems clear.
It is. If you are a technology company in the photonics space, you should be actively engaging with the corporate venture and strategic partnership arms of the major tech players. This is the time to build alliances, not just chase purchase orders. The industry is consolidating around a few key platforms, and you need to be part of one.
All right, Troy. A huge amount of activity this week. Let's summarize it for our listeners. What are the 3 key strategic takeaways?
First, the optical component supply chain is actively fracturing along geopolitical lines. The potential U.S. ban on Chinese transceivers is a seismic event. Western companies must treat supply chain resilience and domestic manufacturing as a competitive advantage, not just a cost. Second, co-packaged optics is here now, not in the distant future. This transition from pluggable modules to integrated optics is a disruptive shift that will obsolete legacy products and create immense value in advanced materials, packaging, and system-level design. And third, capital is being deployed with extreme strategic focus. NVIDIA's $15 billion investment is a de facto roadmap for the industry's critical technologies. Survival and growth will depend on aligning your business with these well-funded ecosystems.
And if there's one action executives should consider taking this week?
Conduct a strategic review of your company's optical interconnect roadmap and ask three questions. 1. Is our supply chain secure from geopolitical risk? 2. Is our product portfolio prepared for the CPO transition? 3. Are our partnerships aligned with the industry's biggest investors? Your answers would dictate your position in the market for the next 2 years.
Incredibly sharp analysis, Troy. The very foundation of the AI revolution is being rebuilt. That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you for listening. The pace of technological and geopolitical change is accelerating. Staying ahead of it is your most critical business tool.
Please join us again next week for your strategic briefing. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you never miss an update on the technology that matters.